Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, where it's 35 degrees with gusty southwest winds and about 3 inches of fresh, wet snow on the ground this morning. It is Wednesday, January 25th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. More Sitkins could be paying sales taxes in the next few months. That's after a long and wide-ranging discussion at last night's assembly meeting about reforming the city's tax code. There are a lot of details to hammer out before the assembly takes up the matter in 2 weeks. But last night, discussion centered on two items: eliminating the senior citizen sales tax exemption and raising the sales tax cap on large purchases. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
City officials say there are lots of reasons for wanting to do away with particular sales tax exemptions. They say the city could use the money it would generate, and that they're looking for a way to cut back on abuse of the exemption for people 65 and older.
I'm convinced abuse is much worse than you're aware.
That's Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley. He said when he was at the grocery store Monday night, the clerk offered 3 times to take sales tax off his bill, even though he said he didn't take the tax exemption and didn't have a tax-exempt number to give. Dinley also says retailers have no way to verify that the number they're getting belongs to the person giving it.
You could give them any 4-digit number you can think of, and it goes through. I mean, and you say education, education, education. The person ringing the register or the manager is not going to lose the sale or embarrass somebody saying you need a tax card.
The proposal before the assembly would do away with the exemption for senior citizens and replace it with a $300 rebate.
I'm really not at all in favor of a rebate system in any way. I don't.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett. She says instead she would raise the age for the exemption to 70 because people are working longer nowadays. And Hackett suggested issuing photo IDs to those who get the tax exemption, as well as limiting the exemption to necessities like unprepared foods from the grocery store and utilities.
What I'm trying to aim at is really hitting the necessities that seniors need to pay for and keep those necessities exempt and take it off everything else.
Assemblymember Mim McConnell, on the other hand, says she would prefer to keep things simple.
Doing anything other than a rebate for seniors gets really complicated.
It does.
I mean, I'm looking over my notes from the committee meetings that we had. You know, just like, for example, the photo ID thing. Well, do you charge to get a card done, and how often do you renew it? I mean, there's just all this program stuff that would have to get figured out.
You might have heard Mayor Cheryl Westover in there speaking up in agreement. She says, once upon a time, the exemption made sense.
This was established by a wise body sitting here when they were trying to capture the first group of retirees from the mill, and they were hoping to keep them here. And at that time, we had lots of money and we had lots of blue-collar jobs.
Not the case anymore, says Westover, adding that she likes the simplicity of a rebate. Assemblymember Mike Reif proposed splitting the rebate to 2 distributions every year to make sure that seasonal residents don't take the entire rebate if they're not paying taxes year-round. The other major discussion last night centered on the city's sales tax cap. Right now, sales tax is only charged on the first $1,000 of any purchase. Assemblymember Tor Christensen is in favor of raising that limit.
I know that I talked to Ben Grusendorf, who helped put it in the first place, and in 1967, and the idea behind the tax cap then was you could buy a good used car with it.
City staff has proposed raising the cap to $3,000, which would put Sitka in the middle of the pack among Southeast Alaska communities. In Haines, the cap is $5,000 for personal property, twice that for services. It's a flat $7,500 in Juneau. Petersburg and Wrangell put their caps at $1,200, and Ketchikan's, like Sitka's currently, is set at $1,000. Some at the table proposed raising it even higher than the initial $3,000 to maybe $5,000. That's a number city finance director Jay Sweeney says would probably capture most of the sales that are slipping under the radar right now. But Reif cautioned against doing anything too quickly.
I'd rather take the pain slowly, because we're putting these on our residents, we're putting on our businesses. If we find out that we still don't have enough, we can raise it a second time, but I don't want to jump it way up.
The Assembly did not vote on any of the proposals. That comes later. But they did hear from one member of the public, Shirley Robards, who owns the Stereo North store downtown and who has been a vocal opponent of doing away with or changing the sales tax exemptions and caps. She says before the city looks at bringing in more money, it should consider cutting back inside City Hall.
I don't know. I know you have to raise money, but I don't think you have to keep hiring people at $104,000 a year and give them $15,000 to move here. And there's lots of times their wives don't like it here. And then give them a raise in 6 months if they're happy with their work, when we've never had somebody in that position before.
City budgets did see cuts last year and will likely see reductions this year as well. And the debate over how to make the money coming in balance with the money going out will likely continue regardless of what the Assembly does to sales taxes in the months ahead. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Assembly last night also revisited a conversation it had at its last meeting about renovations to Pacific High School. Earlier this month, Assembly members argued that an early design for the school had a roof that appeared too flat to allow proper drainage. They insisted on a pitched roof instead. The city of Sitka owns the school buildings. The change eliminated the school's ability to use the roof as another space for students to work. School Board President Lon Garrison says district officials returned to the Assembly last night to get a clearer picture of what they wanted for the rest of the design, including plans to put a stairway up to the roof with a ramp going across to a neighboring building. Assemblymember Tor Christensen said in the matter of the roof, the Assembly was exercising good stewardship of city buildings. But beyond that, he says, the Assembly is getting into micromanagement territory.
I don't care if there's a stairway in there. I want a steep roof. And so I can support this right now. I mean, the school board is another elected body. They've been entrusted by the city of Sitka, by the people of Sitka, to do these kinds of decisions. It's not like they're a committee or something that we appoint. So I have no problem leaving the details up to them. And I see that stairway and those ramp as a detail.
The ramp would go to the Southeast Alaska Career Center, also known as the SEEK Center. It's next door to Pacific High and would be used for the school's culinary arts program. At the earlier meeting, Assemblymember Mike Reif raised questions about plans to add a kitchen to the SEEK Center. School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw said last night that those questions caught him off guard and that the district has always planned to put a kitchen in the center.
That doesn't seem or wouldn't have been a problem in the past that I'm aware of with the Assembly. It would have never come in front of the Assembly. So I'm concerned about why the question is there at this time.
Reif said he supports schools, but is just trying to make sure money on the project is spent wisely.
We support schools differently. I don't think any of us at this table does not support it. And I feel like it's my job, the trust that the voters place in me, is to make sure that spending money is spent efficiently. And sometimes saying no or think of other things is not being unsupportive. It's allowing me then the opportunity to support other programs the city needs.
Voters approved funding for the Pacific High project in 2010. The state will pick up 2/3 of the more than $2 million project. In the end, the Assembly approved letting school officials make the decisions about whether to put a kitchen in at the SEEK Center and whether a staircase goes into the Pacific High remodel. That said, a final design will come back to the Assembly for approval before the school district seeks bids for the work from contractors. Representative Bill Thomas wants to slow the growing cost of state government, and he has the influence to try to do it. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Bill Thomas co-chairs the House Finance Committee. There, he oversees drafting the legislature's operating budget. The Haines Republican says it's increasing about 7% a year, more than the state can afford. It can't stay level because of program guarantees and commitments already made. Thomas says he'll work with the governor and other lawmakers to reduce that growth.
Everybody has a need and a want, and we're sitting here. At what point do they finally realize that we can't continue to allow the budget to grow at this rate?
Thomas says he supports the governor's plan to reduce spending by eliminating 284 funded but unfilled state jobs. The Haines Republican doesn't write the capital budget, which funds public works projects around the state, but he has influence as a finance committee member. Thomas plans to push for a power line that could lower the price of electricity in one southeast village.
There's been a project that we've been pushing for years, and 2 years now it's been vetoed, for the intertie service to Cake. And I think we're going to try one more time and see. Maybe we have to go for less money and build it over a two-year period or something.
Other preferred projects include Angoon erosion repairs, statewide harbor improvements, and village energy projects. Thomas says he would consider adding funding for the first Alaska-class ferry if what's budgeted now is not enough. But he questions the need for a whole new design.
We've got some of the finest boats running around that's 50 years old. Seems to me if it's not broke, why fix it, you know, and these are working fine. I just don't get it, I guess.
Thomas has authored or backed several veterans assistance bills. He's also sponsoring a measure to help former service members apply military experience to some occupational licensing requirements.
Let's say that you're a captain in the Coast Guard and you come out and you want to be a Marine pilot or maybe a Marine highway captain. This will allow you to use some of your sea hours. If you have 6 years or so of duty, you come in and we can help you with a waive some of that.
In addition to finance, Thomas serves on the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.
You can find links to reports on other Southeast lawmakers' session priorities at our website, kcaw.org. Some weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for windy conditions, snow showers this morning. Snow accumulation 1 to 4 inches, highs around 36, with southwest winds 25 miles per hour gusting to around 40. This is KCAW in Sitka.